I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, and we like spooky things, and most of all, we like
self-care
for yourself. We've really been tweaking with that title. We've tried it low. We've tried it high.
I think it's just, that's what it is.
I think that's what it is, yeah. That's just the way it is. Burner. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, what did I do? Oh, so I've been trying to do, like, a daily, like, morning, like, practice.
Affirmation kind of thing?
No, I've got my fairy oracle cards. I have a few different, like, oracle card decks.
Yeah.
But I'll do, like, I don't know, like, a 5-minute meditation just to, like, ground, and then I'll pull a card from the deck and just, like, see what it says and, like, see if it resonates and kind of, like, let that be my intention for the day.
I have to look it up. Do you have to look it up still? Like, using your phone? Kind of, like, the meaning?
No, because the Oracle deck comes with, like, a little book.
Oh, okay.
And also this one is, like, it gives you, like, a word and then, like, a short little description of what that is.
Okay.
And then you can look into the book for, like, a further description if you want.
Well, because I got those tarot cards and I had to, like, look up the meaning.
That's why I like the oracle cards, because, yeah, like, I it would really like to take a tarot card class because I just don't know enough about it. Like,
we should go.
You have to know, yeah, all the, like, different meanings. Cards and the meanings. And then if it's, like, flipped upright, then that's one thing. And if you flip it the other way, it's another thing. And I think it also, like, depends on how you, like, have it in your spread. So, I mean, I'm sure you could probably do, like, a one card.
I did one when I did three, and I just picked three random, mm-hmm, and it was good. So
Yeah. But yeah, so I've just been, like, doing that, and then I feel, like, a little bit connected with, like, oh, like, witchy things,
other
you
things,
know?
Yeah. You're connected with your spiritual side.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So that's cool. What have you been doing?
Well, I finally threw Keith his surprise 30th.
A dirty 30.
You know, I have to apologize to my mom, because when I was coming home, I was, like, surprising everyone that I was coming home, and my mom was, like, really stressed out. Like, she's like, I have lied myself into lies.
Wait, what do you mean coming home?
Like, a few years ago, I, like, came back from South Dakota for, like, a week.
Okay.
And I, like, didn't want my mom to tell people. Like, I made it a surprise.
Okay.
I really should have surprised her.
What does that have to do, like, with the surprise party for Keith?
Well, here's the thing. She was, like, stressed out, and I was like, it's fine. Like, why are you so stressed out about this?
She's, like, not good at secrets?
She's not good at secrets.
Oh.
And I found out I'm not either. And I was stressed out. Like, I don't know if you saw me when we walked in. I was, like, shaking, because I was, like, because I had been holding it in.
Yeah.
Because I was excited.
Yeah.
But I was, like, I was lying myself into lies, and, like, it was just lie central. I was just lying all over the place.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Holding a secret like that is really hard.
No, totally. I had to, when I planned for Steven's 40th, when was that, last year?
You had to lie yourself into lies,
dude,
too.
And it was hard.
It was so, well, because you want to, like, vent to them about all the, like, things you're getting figured out, but you can't.
And you're just, like, so excited, because you're like, this is going to be so good.
Yeah, so you're already excited, so you want to talk about it, but you can't. And, like, so I'd be like, yeah, so, like, never mind. And you'd be like, what? And I'm like, I forgot what I was saying.
Nice. Well, you pulled it off.
Yeah, I think it was great. I think we had around 16 to 20 people there.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people came. So that was so much fun. But it was like a surprise dinner. He enjoyed it. He was surprised.
That's,
like,
good.
I think he thought it was going to be, like, you, Eric, and, like, mom.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, and he was like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, you have a lot of friends. Remember that. So. But nice. Yeah, so finally got to surprise Keith, and his birthday is tomorrow. So as we're recording, he is still in his 20s.
But by the time this airs, he'll be just a good old 30-year-old.
30s are better than your 20s. If you're in your 20s right now and you're like, oh God, I can't imagine turning 30. Like,
you're not a hot mess.
You're going to be fine. It's better. It's way also better. You're more like financially stable in your 30s. So totally.
Yeah.
Not that I'm like have fuck you money or something.
Oh, but... no, but like, I don't know. In your 20s.
And you're more sure to yourself.
Yeah. You know who you are.
And people are like, you have an underbite? And I'm like, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Who asked you that?
What? I don't know. Somebody called me a bulldog once. And I was like, that the best you got?
Whatever. Who said that?
This guy with an N name, and I'm like, okay, well, you like can't hold down a job, so who wins there?
So sucks to suck.
I thought it was really funny. I was like, that's pretty good actually, but yeah.
Try me again.
Like, okay. I was like, that's why I smile with my mouth open. You can't even tell.
You're like, you're poor.
You're poor. Sabbing poor.
Nice. Well, what are you gonna tell me about today?
All right. So I remember at dinner last night, do you remember I was like trying to figure out the hate for J-Lo? I told you there would be a connection. I said, I'm not going to get into it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I said.
Oh, I just heard, because I was like on the other side of the table. And someone was like, Kim doesn't know why people hate J-Lo. And I'm like, oh, really?
Like, well.
J-Lo. And then we were talking about the TikToks of her like being awkward and like.
I was trying to figure it out before like today. And like all these people are talking about like J-Lo and how she sucks and stuff like that. I've just heard she's unpleasant to be around if you meet her in person.
Yeah, maybe Mariah Carey was right when she was like, I don't know her.
Yeah. Anyways, so I've been watching these TikToks because it's really entertaining hearing people's stories.
Oh, like, it's hilarious.
Like, she expects to, like, walk in the back door near the dumpsters, but, like, she expects the dumpsters to be clean. It's...
Bitch, calm down.
Yeah. Why? Like, and they're,
I
like...
I thought you were from the block.
Yeah, and I was telling about that video that's, like, the block who asked you to donate to their school, and you said, no, and they're like, that block? And I was like, oh, okay, call out. Okay, so there's a connection. There's a reason why I was asking this. I was trying to figure it out. I didn't figure out why. I just know she's unpleasant to be around. Because in J-Lo's career, she's auto-tuned, whatever. What was a big high point of her career?
When she did, like, duets with, like, what's that guy's name? He's like, yo, Ibs.
Fat Joe?
No. He kind of has like a funny face and like ears that stick out. Ja Rule.
Okay.
So like people said that Ashanti basically like sang J-Lo's parts to songs with Ja Rule and like she doesn't actually have a voice.
That's hilarious. Not where I was going, but
also let me guess
the other. What was another high point of her career?
We're not when she was in rom-coms.
Okay. Same vein.
Okay.
Same vein.
I don't know.
Would you say when she played Selena?
Oh, well, yeah, that was huge. That was oh my God, are you doing fucking Selena?
The Murder of Selena.
Okay, there's a new documentary out about fucking Yolanda's side. Girl, no one cares about your side. You murdered Selena. Shut the fuck up.
So, Selena, I have to say, something that really makes me happy about Selena is she's not defined by her murder. Which no. I think is amazing. She was defined by what she did when she was alive. But I think it's something important we need to talk about because we've talked about, like, letting people in and, like, you know, like, in the past, like, shitty we talked people. About stalkers and stuff like that. And Yolanda wasn't technically a stalker.
Well, she was someone who was very close to her.
Who shouldn't have been trusted.
Right.
So I just kind of want to talk about that. And believe it or not, this is not a highly covered topic. And I know a lot of people know, but there's a lot of misinformation. A lot of people, but I'll get into that. I'll get into like the misinformation.
Okay.
But let me just start and tell you a little bit about our girl.
I was
going to
say,
Selena.
This is like, I mean, that's a huge story that a lot of people know. Like, I remember watching like the movie when I was a kid and like me and Denny would be like, oh my God, like that's so sad. Like, it's such a huge part of like Latina culture and like, I don't know. And even outside of that, like, it's just a tragedy.
It was like somebody finally was like really standing up for like the, like, their heritage.
Yes.
Like the, yes, like Latino heritage. And it was like, you know, and in the 90s that wasn't huge. And I think it is becoming more like recognized now, but mm-hmm. I think she was like really a breakout.
Totally.
All right. So her name is Selena. And I will do my best to do pronunciations, but if I don't pronounce something right, I did my best. So her name is Selena Quintanilla Perez, and she was born April 16th, 1971, and that makes her a Aries.
Mm, that tracks.
Fire sign. Love them. And she was known as just Selena, like just her, yeah, her first name. Like, yeah, you know her last name, but you just know her like Selena. Who else?
She's like
Selena?
Cher.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyways. So she was an American singer. She was referred to as the queen of Tejano music. And Tejano music, there's like the big definition is kind of like pop rock.
Yeah.
Like.
But Spanish.
Yeah. Like Spanish. Like
flavor.
Yeah. And they like had banjos, just different instruments from like your typical mm-hmm. pop and like your typical rock. So it's just like, it's not a, but she really like was the queen of it. Like she yeah. just. I just said that, but like she just really was the person that defined it. Anyways, so her contributions to music and fashion made her one of the most celebrated Mexican American entertainers of the late 20th century. And that's, and we're going to list our sources, but that's just kind of like an outline of who she is. But I'll tell you more. So Selena's dad, he was Abraham Sr. because she had a brother, and he was Abraham Jr.
Okay.
So he had a huge love of music, and he would perform like 50s and 60s rock. And she was born in 1971, so like this was around his time, like that was his music. And at some point, so he could start a family, he wasn't super successful. They would just book some gigs here and there.
Okay.
And it was just like a like group a of him and his friend. Mm-hmm. And you know, that was kind of getting in the way of it. So he wanted to start a family, and he had ended up having four children, and Selena was the youngest of these four children. And she actually, when she was born, they thought she was going to be a boy. And they quickly were like, oh no, not a boy. And they like had a name picked out, and they were like, Selena.
Oh,
so
okay.
They just were like, oh my gosh. And she definitely had her father's love of music from like right off the get, like right from the gate. And she was also quite the performer. And at the age of 10, she ended up being in a band called Selena Elostinos. Something kind of like that, like I said, my pronunciation.
Wait, Alos or Alos?
Alostinos.
Dinos?
Like I didn't spell it. I tried to spell it phonetically, so I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Danos. But her brother was on the guitar, and her sister was on the drums. And one part of the movie I really loved was the dad just kind of figured out what they were going to play.
Okay.
And the sister's like, girls don't do drums. And the dad's like, yeah, they do. And then her sister ended up being really good at the drums.
Okay.
And it was named after her because she was the lead singer. And, you know, sure. With music, typically the lead singer's the
main act.
The main act. And her dad ended up opening a restaurant, and the band would perform there.
Aw.
And, yeah, it was really cute. And it was called Papa Goyo's. And, unfortunately, due to, like, financial strain in the 80s, like in 1982, there was an issue with oil, and it was, like, one of the biggest recessions
mm-hmm.
in 1982. It didn't get to stay open for very long, unfortunately. Oh. And they had such a hard time that not only did they have to close the restaurant, but they also had to foreclose on their house.
Oh.
And they ended up having to move to Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh.
And they were already in Texas.
Okay.
But they had to move to a different area.
Okay.
And since they had hit hard times, when Abraham, he really wasn't really working, so he decided to go fully into the family, like, band.
Okay.
He was like,
let's do it.
Let's go head first, eyes closed. And they would book gigs like fairs, wedding, quinceañeras, just any event that there would need to be live music for. And this is a really interesting fact that a lot of people don't know. Selena was raised in Texas. She didn't speak, she like fluently spoke English.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to touch on that.
She didn't speak Spanish yeah. at all. Like, and I'm sure she, like, grew up listening to, like, you know, people speaking Spanish and stuff, but, like, her first language was English.
Yeah.
And, like, I think a lot of people, like, have no idea because all of her music was in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad, her dad made her, was like, you need to be connected to your heritage. You're going to sing in Spanish. And she was like, okay. So she would sing in Spanish. And eventually, over time, she actually, like, learned to speak it.
Okay.
Not necessarily fluently, but enough that she could, like, get around. Because I think if you're singing it, but her dad would just kind of teach her how to say the words
phonetically, yeah.
So I think that's actually, like, a lot of talent, is, like, sing in a completely different language. And not only, like, sing in a completely different language, but do it well.
Yeah, be, like, successful at it.
Yeah, exactly. So they almost got signed for a record deal in 1984, but unfortunately the deal fell through because they didn't think the kids were ready to record an album.
How old were they at this point? Like,
Selena young? Was the youngest, but she was like 1984. She was born in 71, so she was like 13, 14.
Okay, so young.
So the siblings, and I think her older sister was 4 years older than her, something like that. So they were very teens. Young. Yeah. And so for the next few years, they just kept performing because they're like, you know, we love doing this, so let's keep performing. And they ended up actually making an album that Abraham put together. He was like, they got this. They can record. And they actually got noticed in between 86, 87, kind of in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those years, they actually got a record deal.
Okay.
And it was the same year Selena actually ended up winning an award for Tejano Music.
Wow.
Yeah. And she won it 9 years in a row.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Which should, that right there should tell you how talented she is.
Insane.
And they ended up, they just kept recording, you know, albums here and there. And on their third album called Precious, which was based on like her nickname growing up and everything.
Aww.
So cute. It sold 20,000 copies in Texas.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, that's huge. If we had 20,000 listeners.
Dude, if we had like, I don't even know how many listeners we have because it doesn't, like, tell us that. But
yeah,
if we had any thousand, I would be like, hell yeah.
Oh my god, this is amazing. So the band eventually needed a bass player. And mind you, they had a big plan, or big band. Like, a lot of people were playing music. It wasn't just the kids at that point. Like, they had other people. Like, people were playing banjos. People were playing the piano.
Okay.
Like, they had a lot of people playing instruments. So cool. It wasn't just, like, the family band anymore. It had, you know, definitely, like,
grown.
It had grown. And they needed a bass player, and Selena's older brother, Abraham Jr., had a friend named Chris Perez. And he would sometimes fill in for guitar, but he started playing bass mostly for the band. And I think he would kind of switch between the two. It didn't, you know, really specify, but I'm like, if he's playing both, like, I'm sure at points they would have him play either.
Sure. And he's, like, obviously musically talented to be able to play both.
Yeah, and Chris came from, like, he was kind of playing, like, American rock. So Abraham wasn't super, like, impressed with him. Like, he definitely, like, had a Latino heritage.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he was, like, raised that way, but he would play, like, American rock.
Okay.
But he was very talented, but, like, Abraham was like,
Well, there's different, weird, like, styles for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Chris kind of was able to win him over with his talent over time.
Okay.
And so in the year 1989, great year.
Good year.
The band had made a lot of headway. People were knowing about the band, but the discussion was about a Selena.
Were they still called Selena, what was it? Selena a los Dinos?
Yeah, something kind of like that.
How do you spell Dinos?
I wasn't really sure. I spelled it phonetically, so like when I say it. But yeah, it's still the family band, essentially. And there's a few people here and there.
Yeah.
But, like, people would do, like, the discussion with Selena. She was a good performer. She was beautiful. She just had, like, an amazing voice.
Yeah, people love her automatically.
And I'm sorry, she could do any style of music. Like, her voice. And also, like, I'm just, like, she didn't speak Spanish and she was singing in Spanish. Like, that has got to be so incredibly hard.
Yeah, totally.
So, that's the discussion. And, yeah, like, obviously. And they get contacted by Capitol Records.
Oh, shit.
We know who Capitol Records is. Yeah. We've all heard of them. And they're just one of the really big companies. And the problem, though, was that the company didn't want it to be about the band. They wanted to sign Selena. But they weren't kicking out the band. It wasn't like, no, you have to play with our band. It was just like, but we're signing Selena.
Let's make Selena the
And what person. Was really nice was it didn't, like, rip the family apart, because Selena's like, we're still going to be a band. And they're like, but, you know, she's getting signed.
Yeah.
But there was no animosity, sounded like. It was just like, yeah, we'll sign Selena. Well, she's like, it's still a family band.
You're all still going to make some money.
Yeah. So, but it was just like, they were just signing her.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and I, when I heard that, I was like, oh, no. And then I'm like, but there wasn't any animosity. Thank God. So after they sign and they record another album, they hit the Hot Latin 100.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And they ended up recording a jingle for Coca-Cola.
Really?
Yeah. And I tried to find it and I couldn't, but I didn't try that hard, but I bet it was amazing. So she becomes quite the success in a short amount of time. And as a thank you to her, Capitol Records decides to send the family to Mexico.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
On a trip. They're just like, wow.
Ogre.
Killed it? Yeah.
Go to Mexico. Enjoy. Yeah,
it was just the entire band. It wasn't just the family. It was like so nice. The entire band. And it was on this trip that the two, Selena and Chris, decided that they really had feelings for each other.
Love.
And they discussed it over a romantic dinner at Pizza Hut.
Oh my God.
Isn't that
I love them.
Isn't that adorable?
Did they get stuffed crust pizza? Wait, is that Pizza Hut?
I think all pizzas do that, probably.
Okay, well, I'll imagine it over a stuffed crust slice.
I know, it's so romantic. I wish Keith would take me to a romantic dinner at Pizza Hut.
With your no-cheese pizza.
Yes, with my no-cheese pizza. Fight me. I can't eat cheese.
Or stuffed crust.
Or stuffed crust. He, like, said stuffed crust, like, ah, yes, I'm sure a delicacy.
You're like, I've never experienced delicacy.
I don't know what you mean by that. And they knew that they shouldn't have felt this way because they're in a band together.
Things could get complicated.
Yeah.
But, like, the heart wants what it wants.
And at this point, they were, like, 19, and he was, like, 21.
Oh, my God,
so
love.
it wasn't, like, a big age gap. Oh, my God, I love gap. This. So, because everyone's like, oh, how old was he? Was taking advantage? I was like, girl, he's 2 years older. Like, calm down. So, Selena's dad was not a fan of Chris. Sure. And I kind of mentioned that earlier.
You know, that's what dads do, though.
Yeah. Dads.
Dads. They're like, ew, I hate your boyfriend. And you're like, he's dad, he's
the love of my life. And your dad's like, he doesn't even have a job. Shut up.
Except for that he did have a job, though. Part of the family.
I'm just thinking about business. My life.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, he was just not a fan of Chris. And yeah, I mentioned that a little bit earlier.
Did he have like vibes or he's just beat a dad?
It kind of seemed a little bit like both. Okay. Like he was just like,
sure.
You're too good for him.
Right.
Not a lot of my life.
He's going to break your heart.
And so the two of them were like, this won't work out because we're in a band together.
It's too complicated.
And then they would kind of sneak around. They were like, oh my God, we can't do this, but let's go make out under the moonlight while nobody's watching.
Oh my God, okay, that's
and
romantic.
Everyone kind of knew something was going on.
Everyone's like, you guys, dad. Try yeah. to hide it better. We all know what you're doing.
Yeah, and when they wouldn't hide it, they'd calm out on it, but like people kind of knew what was going
sure.
on. And Abraham, he did not. Abraham, bleh. Abraham
He really
Senior.
Had no clue?
No, he was driving the bus. He had a job to do.
He's driving the bus.
The tour bus.
Okay.
They knew, okay, so he was the biggest person they wanted to keep that from because he was not a fan of Chris. And he eventually did find out because Suzette saw them, like, make it out or something. And Suzette was like, Dad, Selena and Chris are in a relationship. And he freaked out and he actually kicked Chris off the tour bus. Like, at a bus stop.
Oh no.
Yeah. And you know, he couldn't really do anything. She was a legal adult. She wasn't even like living at home.
Yeah.
So they would sneak out because like also she was like popular and everything.
Right.
So we skip forward to 1991. Selena Starr was rising and she was trying to get used to the fame because it happened in such a short amount of time. It wasn't like the like yeah. slow. It was just kind of like
and I'm sure that's kind of like jarring.
Yeah.
To be in that lifestyle. Oh,
100%. And like she wasn't Taylor Swift level or anything, but she was definitely like would get recognized when
oh
she went
for
out.
Sure.
So a woman named Yolanda Salivar contacted Abraham Senior and asked to make a fan club for Selena in Corpus Christi, Texas, their hometown. And in the 90s, fan clubs were more prominent.
Oh, yeah. No, that was like
a total thing. Did I belong to the Spice Girls fan club? I might have. I did.
Dang. What did you get from the fan club for Spice Girls?
You didn't get anything. You just got to be
an honorary member. You just got to be in the fan club?
Yeah.
They didn't give you anything? I feel like they should give you like a shirt or something. Kind of rude.
I would treasure that shirt today.
Yeah, I really am sad that I got rid of my shirt from the concert in 1998.
No, you shouldn't have.
Well, it was really, like, it was old and tattered. And
how old were you when you got rid of it?
I don't know. Probably, like, 15.
Yeah, I was about to say you were probably 15, 16. Like,
when you're like, yeah, this is stupid.
I don't even do that anymore.
Yeah, but it was, like, an extra large because that was, like, all they had left. And it was, like, that picture where they're, like, in front of the, like, British flag and they're all, like, posed together. Baby Spice is, like, kneeling and they're all doing, like, peace signs. Like, girl power, you know.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
I didn't get to go see the Spice Girls.
So did Selena's fans get something for being part of the fan club?
Yeah. Okay. They got, so like, their a fan sticker, club like, legit. In like, a shirt.
Sure. Okay.
And this will, like, play into it later, too. So, yeah, she was like, and, you know, her dad was like, sure. Like, why not?
Why not? I mean, like, yeah, if there's a fan base.
Yeah, totally. And this was, like, big in the 90s. Like, nowadays, you just, like, follow your band on social media. And, like, being the biggest Killers fan in the world, I'm part of the group called The Victims. And nothing happens. You just get to say you're a fan of The Killers.
Well, my favorite Murder has a fan club. The fan cult. And if you, like, sign up, you get to see, like, different,
I think podcasts exclusive do
content
that.
And stuff.
When podcasts you become also get popular, like a, guys.
Like, a pin every year, and, like, sometimes they'll give you other things. Like, I think last year it was, like, a hat, like, a bag.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. But you, like, pay for it.
Yeah, so, but like, you get, like, exclusive content, totally. So why not? But it's, it. But that, like... That's not as big nowadays. It's
just not for, like, music.
Yeah. Definitely not for music. I think for, like, yeah, like, podcasts and stuff. So Yolanda said that she was the biggest fan of Selena in the world. And
okay, psycho.
After she went to the concert, there was, like, no shirts.
Like, what? Yolanda, they didn't have merch?
Yeah, they didn't have merch. And Yolanda's merch. I want something to, like, commemorate this
concert. That is one thing I will agree with Yolanda on. Like, because when I go to a concert, I love me some merch, but it has to be a cute design.
Yeah, there are some stupid, there's ones that just, like,
that aren't cute.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, well,
I'm not spending $40 on a t-shirt for, like, a basic ass t-shirt. It's got to be cute.
I've had good luck the last few concerts I've went to. I used to be one of those people like, I'm not buying a shirt. Now I'm like, where's the merch?
Yeah, I kind of, like, fluctuated, like, when I was, like, 16, I was like, I have to have a shirt after every concert, and then in, like, my 20s, I was like, I'm poor, and then now I'm like, well, if it's cute.
Yeah, I bought an $80 Killers hoodie, and
you wear that all the time, though.
All the time, but I almost didn't get it, because I was like, $80 is ridiculous.
Did Keith talk you into it?
Well, I had gotten a bonus, like, the day before.
Because if I was there, I'd been like, buy the shirt.
Buy it. You're going to wear it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the, like, sleeve is ripped.
Really?
Sorry, I just hit my microphone. Yeah.
Got it that way?
No.
Oh.
It's ripped now. And it's, like, I wear it a lot.
Because you wear it too much, it's, like, starting to tatter.
I didn't think I wore it that much, but it's, like.
I'm totally kidding.
Well, it's kind of funny because, like, in my engagement photo, people are like, Kim's engaged, and she's wearing her Killers hoodie. I was
best
like,
day of her life.
I'm in heaven. Well, yeah. I knew it was coming. I was like, I'm going to put on my most comfiest outfit ever. Oh, the Killers? That's so weird. Oh, I guess I just have this on. I didn't plan it this way. What? So, but she was just like, yeah, I want merch. Like, we need merch. And she's kind of relentless and would send Abraham, like, multiple messages because that was the only way to contact him. Like, hey, she needs a fan club. She needs a fan club.
Like, on his beeper? I'm just kidding. Sorry.
I was like, what? So he realized it was time and he told her to go ahead. And she took this job very, very seriously.
Well, it's another avenue to make money, too.
Yeah. Well, not at first.
And people will buy it if she has, like, you know, people are going to concerts and they want something to
commemorate the concert with. Yeah.
And to be like, hey, I'm a Selena fan. And then other people are like, oh my God, me too.
Don't you love Selena? So she basically, sorry, I was like hiccuping. She ended up with 1,500 fans, and this is just in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh.
So, and okay. She got to be president, and at first this was a volunteer gig, but then she ended up getting paid.
Okay.
So the club was like $22 to join, but it came with like Selena merchandise, just kind of like a swag bag, and it doesn't really say, it like says like a sticker, like t-shirt, but it doesn't really say too much. Like there's like just...
They probably get like updates and shit 100%, like that.
Yeah. And like her tours and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they all agreed that the proceeds for the fan club should go to like obviously cost to like make the merchandise, and then the rest should go to charity.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yolanda agreed to this.
Okay, so it's a good idea at the beginning.
It's a great idea at the beginning.
Okay.
But there's always that dark part.
Yeah.
So Yolanda was actually able to get meet and greets with Selena, and she would communicate with them all the time. And at this point, it was still like a small group. But eventually, at the end of 1991 into 1992, Yolanda gets to actually meet Selena. Because she's communicating with their people. She's like shit a big part of it. I'm sure. And Selena actually really appreciates all the help that Yolanda was providing her and her team. Like, she was providing a lot. She was, yeah, like, doing meet and greets. Like, totally. Someone has
to coordinate that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, back to Selena and Chris. It's April 2nd, 1992. And the two of them decide to run off and elope and told no one.
They done run off.
Who does that anymore these days? I don't know anyone who's ever done that. Anyways, I was like watching that and I'm like, oh, that's so strange that they would do that.
It's easier that way.
And the two of them were like 20, 22, like, because they were 2 years apart. So she was 20, he was 22. And Selena figured this was the way to get Abraham Sr. to like Chris.
Girl. And that's why in your 20s, you're dumb.
Yeah. Like, that's...
I think it'll be the opposite. I have a feeling he's going to be pissed.
Anyways, so no one except really close people knew about the marriage. Like, no family members knew.
Oh.
Yeah.
So just, like, her bestie?
Yeah, so she's like, I have to tell you something.
Oh, my God.
And in the movie, it's, like, reported over the radio. And I put that in the notes. And then, like, as I'm, like, figuring out stuff, they end up finding out over the radio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, her dad does. And in the movie, she's like, let's not go home tonight. Let's wait till tomorrow. So, like, her and him go somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they come back and the next day. And, okay.
So we should rewatch that movie.
Oh, it's so good. We watched it recently. I'd watch it again. It's okay. So good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in years.
So, back to the fan club. The fan club now is at 8,000 members.
Wow.
And Yolanda is now able to quit her job and be the fan club president full time.
Okay.
Which...
That's cool.
She probably needed to. Like, that's probably a lot of work.
I'm sure.
To send the merch out.
Yeah.
That was, like, all her job. All coordinating was to make sure,
and organizing.
Yeah, coordinating all the events, making sure the merch goes out to people. Let me say that again. Making sure the merch goes out to people that they pay for.
Uh-huh.
If that should tell you anything. So, fast forward to 1994. Selena is massive at this point. She has won a Grammy.
Wow. Okay.
And her star's just getting even bigger at this point. And she ends up signing Yolanda as her registered agent because to her, she's proven herself.
Yeah.
And what this means is Yolanda can sign legal documents for the fan club.
Okay.
So, and Yolanda could access financial documents because the money has to go somewhere.
Yeah. And when it starts getting bigger and bigger, you got to have like records of that. And
Selena says she's like, oh, she's the best assistant, which I'm sure at that point she was, you know.
She's Selena's biggest fan.
And Abraham, back to Selena, sorry, I'm jumping around. But Abraham along the way decides to accept Chris because I think he sees that the two genuinely love each other.
Okay.
Chris stayed with the band. He's not just in it because...
Also, you can't do anything about it.
They like, what are you going to do?
You gotta let your little girl fly. Yeah. You know?
But he saw that, like... So he did actually accept him.
He came around. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
And, like, he lets him back into the band because he did kick him out of the van and out of the band. Van band. Okay. So he's like, come back into the band. It would make more sense anyway.
Yeah, like, let's be real.
So during this time, Selena was able to open some fashion boutiques because she also wanted to design clothing. She's like, yes, music was her, like,
yeah,
music was her passion, but
she also had, like, some real cute, like, outfits.
Are you hearing this story? Like, there's so much shit she's doing. She's doing all the things. I'm like, she's marrying her, like, love. She's dealing with Yolanda's bullshit. She's, like, opening a fashion boutique. Like, girl. And she's, like, in her early 20s. We're not talking about someone that's, like, you know.
And she's doing major things in her music.
Yeah. And she's just, like, she's doing it all. That's why I'm, like, this story's all over the place. But just keep in mind, like, she's doing so much. So she opened fashion boutiques, and she had a few open in Texas, and she wanted to open some in Mexico because, like, a lot of her fans were in Mexico, too.
Yeah.
And she let her cousin Deborah be in charge of that initially. And Deborah doesn't stay long doing this job because she said the boutiques were an absolute mess and financial documents were unaccounted for, and she didn't know where money was going.
Uh-oh.
Red flags. She was just like, I can't do this. This is, like, too big of a mess.
Yeah.
So Yolanda's like, you know, family.
You know what I love to do? Financial documents.
I love helping. Anything for Selena.
Oh, my God.
And she steps in, and they're like, you know, Yolanda's proven herself. She's, like, a part of the family. Let's let her take care of the boutiques. Yeah.
Sure.
And
why would they think otherwise? Like, to be fair. Like,
yeah, and, like, a lot of the financial documents, she's like, Yolanda, like, where are those? Like, we need receipts and stuff like that. And, like, you know, like, and Deborah did try to ask her about it. And Yolanda was, like, really rude. So they were like, whatever. And she kind of dropped it. I was like, I'm not doing that anymore. Okay. And so they're like, yep, Yolanda's in charge of it. So in 1995, Selena does her biggest performance yet by performing in front of 61,000 people at the Houston Astrodome.
Whoa.
That must have been an incredible concert.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's basically the entire stadium. Yeah. It doesn't say if it's sold out, but I'm like, it sounds like it probably did sell out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like from the beginning of the story to now, like,
what?
Look at how far she's come. Yeah. So we're back to the boutiques again. So she's huge. She's like selling out stadiums, doing all that. And then she still wants to do her boutiques. So Yolanda's traveling between Mexico and Texas to help open these boutiques. And Abraham Sr. starts getting complaints that people are signing up for the fan club and not receiving their swag that they were promised. And it's been a while. So Abraham didn't think much of it if it was like one or two people because, you know.
Yeah, sure. Mistakes stuff can happens, be made.
But it was a bunch. Oh. So he pulled some people together and decided to look into this. Because if you remember also, not only was that becoming a mess, but the boutiques were a mess too.
Yeah.
So they're trying to like fix the boutiques and trying to, oh great, now
and when you're making like this much money, like you really got to be careful with who you trust and
absolutely
like, and just have like people kind of like on top of it,
just spot checking.
It's a lot to deal with, and then like you gotta make sure, you know, that money is in your account,
checks and balances,
it's not going anywhere.
It's important to have.
Yes, coming from a former accountant and a accountant at the moment.
Accountants.
Yay.
We're fun.
We are.
Yeah.
Other accountants in the room. Maybe not.
Just kidding, accountants. We love you.
We love you. Okay, anyways.
I was like, I don't know what else to say. So, they do some digging, and they find forged checks.
Uh-oh.
And money from the fan club and the boutiques had been embezzled by none other
damn it,
than
Yolanda.
Yolanda Saldivar. She was stealing.
This bitch.
And she claimed she, like, loves Selena.
Yeah. Yes. Well, when money's involved, and especially big amounts, people get greedy.
Weird. Yeah. People get weird about money. It's
they
really,
really
sad.
They really do. Like,
and property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not going to go into that whole
assets
problem, but you
sort.
Know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Abraham Sr., Suzette, and Selena decide to confront her about this.
Wait, who's Suzette?
Her older sister.
Oh, okay.
She also was the narc about Selena's relationship with Chris. So, Suzette the narc. So, Abraham makes the decision to fire her. But
as he should.
Cutting her off was going to be a little bit harder than they initially thought, because think about it.
Well, how are they gonna, one, get control of all of the things that she's kind of got her hands in that they have no idea about because they've just trusted her to do it.
The fan club? Yeah.
Yeah. And how do they run it? Like, she's just kind of taken the reins, especially on the fan
club. And I get why they trust her. I 100% get why they trust her. She proved herself, and that's the scariest part of all.
Right.
Is it wasn't like they just, like, randomly handed it to some random person. And I guess, like, it kind of seems like they did, but they really didn't. Like,
but I wonder, too, if that was her intention all along, or if the money...
She just got greedy.
She started seeing those... You know, it checks makes you coming wonder in
if,
like,
if she did have pure intentions at first because she loves Selena.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, well, they trust me so much. So, yeah who knows what? Who knows if it was the
who
money
knows
thing?
What was
or,
happening
yeah,
in
exactly.
Her mind. Yeah.
Exactly.
Not that I care because I'm not going to watch a documentary about it.
Grub Yolanda. So the three of them decide to confront her about this. And they make the decision to cut her off. And she was entangled in a lot of their financial documents. Because of the boutiques and the fan club. So they needed the missing documents from her. And they were essentially like, can you get us the documents?
She's like, probably like, no. Sure can't.
Not exactly.
Really?
Not exactly. So March 31st, 1995, Abraham got a call that his daughter had been attacked. His daughter Selena had been attacked. And the police need him to come to see if he could identify the attacker. And this is later at night. And the police are in the parking lot of a hotel, and when he gets there, he's absolutely gobsmacked because the person he's looking at is Yolanda. And she's holding a gun to her head and screaming that she was going to pull the trigger in her car.
I do remember that part of the movie.
Yeah. So what happened? Like, everything was all peachy. They're like, Yolanda, you stole the financial documents.
And was it peachy, though? She probably got petty if they, like, confronted her.
To them, they thought, well, she acted very mature about it.
Okay,
so, they were like,
so she wasn't freaking out
so
in the confrontation.
So in his head, everything was fine. Yeah, it wasn't this big confrontation. She was like, yeah. So March, okay, sorry, like, my notes. So what happened? Yolanda talked to Selena, and she said that she was going to give her the rest of the financial documents, but that she needed to come to the hotel that Yolanda was staying at. Mm-hmm. Yolanda was often staying at hotels, because when she was moving through Texas with the boutiques in Mexico. So it wasn't totally outlandish that she was at a hotel.
Right.
In fact, it was kind of normal.
Yeah.
So Selena was like, yes, I will absolutely thank you so much for getting these documents. And she's kind of trying to play nice because she wants to get the financial documents.
Right.
Kind of be done with the whole
and
situation.
And also that's awkward.
Yeah.
Sorry we fired you, but like,
sorry
do your job.
You, and also you probably stole from us.
Yeah.
And Selena showed up to the hotel, and she has a meeting with Yolanda before Selena can tell her how much he hurt her and that she, like, was upset with what she did.
Right.
Ugh. Trigger warning. Yolanda tells Selena that she had been raped not long before. And Selena still cares about Yolanda. And she's like, let's go to a hospital and get a kit done.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, like, the last-ditch effort, if you ask me, to, like, get Selena on to, like, not be super mad at her.
Oh, for sure.
So they go to the hospital, and they're turned away. Yes. Shocking. But because the assault happened in another country, there wasn't much they could do about it. And it happened...
They can't still do a rape
way
kit?
Long ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So it was timing and, like, and Selena... But I think it's really nice that Selena was like, let's do what we can.
Totally.
Yeah. So they get back and Selena's like, all right, I need these documents. I need to go. I don't have all day. Like, I tried to help you with that. Like, I need the documents.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. And Yolanda pulls out a gun. And Selena attempts to run and Yolanda shoots her in the back, immediately severing an artery.
It's just so sad. It's just...
Yeah. And Selena is able to make it to the lobby of the hotel, and an employee calls the police and an ambulance right away. And at that point, Yolanda goes to her truck, and she's just sitting in her truck. Like, I killed Selena, you know, like, I'm going to kill myself kind of thing.
Like, what am I going to do now?
Yeah. And she immediately gets cornered, and there's a 10-hour standoff. That's why I tell you, like, her dad came later, because they were kind of waiting for the standoff to, like, settle down.
Right.
And, she gives in and turns herself in, I guess, or surrenders at 9:30 p.m. And this is when Abraham's able to identify her, like, fully. Because he's like, that's Yolanda. That's Yolanda.
Then yeah.
Get out. And he's like, yeah, it's definitely. So Selena ends up dying at 1:05 p.m. that day. pretty much immediately after the ambulance was called. She, like,
bled out, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was an artery that was severed. And she basically dies of blood loss. And fans gather at the Days Inn hotel or motel to mourn her loss. Because that's, like...
horrible.
Horrible.
And so sudden, and, like, she's so young and full of promise and...
yeah. Yeah.
So loved.
And there were so many ceremonies that were held in her honor, but her actual funeral, like, the, like, legitimate one, mm-hmm. was closed, which I think that's...
fair really, enough.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Yolanda was kind of a crazy fan to start with, so, like, we don't want any fucking weirdos.
Yeah,
like,
we don't want... funeral. We've already dealt with enough weirdos.
Yeah.
And 600 friends and family come to mourn her loss at this closed funeral, and that's a lot for a closed funeral.
And 600 people? Mm-hmm. Damn, and that's the closed funeral? That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Wow. But it's like friends and family, like I guarantee they had a huge family. So something really upsetting was that a radio actually live broadcasted her private funeral without her family's consent.
Okay, rude. Yeah. Let people have their privacy. Let people grieve on their own. That is so invasive.
And even nowadays, I think people are a little more like, we need consent. And there's laws about like getting consent. And I think people are better about it.
Dude, that's fucked up. Like,
what the fuck?
Like,
what do people need to know? Please have some
respect for this family.
Why do people need to know? This was a human being. This wasn't just this pop star. She, like...
ugh,
she,
gross.
You know, she was more than just this pop star.
Yeah. I hate that.
So, October 1995 was when the trial for Yolanda started. And she tried to say, get this fucking shit. And this is trigger warning for talks of suicide. And she tried to say that she actually wanted to attempt suicide and accidentally hit Selena.
Lies. You're lying, your stupid lies.
Before she quit to start the fan club, she was a nurse. She didn't attempt to call 911. She didn't attempt to get help.
She
knew what
she did.
She didn't do...
sorry.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, they're right there. You're a nurse. You could have attempted to help her.
You could have compressed or whatever. Exactly. You could have literally done any sort of life-saving measures.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, maybe you were in shock, but you pulled the trigger. You
did it.
Like,
you knew
what
you were doing.
You knew what you were doing.
You're not like a little kid who
I don't believe
know
that for
you're...
1 second.
Yeah. So, unfortunately for Yolanda, but happily for Selena, someone witnessed the murder.
Who?
And they saw her pointing a gun, someone at the hotel.
Oh.
And or the motel. They saw her pointing a gun because Selena ran out of the room.
Yeah.
And they saw her
pointing a gun at her back. Like, if you're going to commit suicide, or kill yourself, rather, you're pointing it at yourself. Uh-huh. How are you slipping and then... point, like, as
but the,
she's
but the
running,
witness was like, that's bullshit. We saw you pointing it at her.
Yeah,
you were
there's
pointing
no
at yourself.
Way.
So
but, you're a lying liar.
So the money that was, like, taken from the account was so she could live this high role in life. She would, like, stay at really nice hotels. She would go to nice dinners. Mm-hmm. She would, like, rent really nice cars. And October 23rd, she was charged as guilty. And she was on... you know, she went to jail and she's on parole for March 2025.
Yeah, I've
That's
been reading about this.
A year away.
That's why they have that stupid documentary out.
And that's why all this stuff, I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk about Selena because she's important. And I would be shocked if she got paroled. I would be. Like, you know, people are going to write
it. It's going to be a huge issue if
and
she
never said why she did it. She didn't say, like, if she...
I mean, it's obvious. Now she doesn't have a job. She's cut off from all her, like, lavish lifestyle because she's funneling funds into whatever, you know, she's
whatever
stealing.
Bullshit she was doing. Yeah. So Chris had a really hard time, obviously. He was her husband. He actually ended up doing a band with Selena's brother, Abraham Jr. And she died in 1995. And the movie came out in 1997. So it wasn't long after her death. And the movie was loved. And if you see the movie, it's a fantastic movie. And my favorite part was Mac did a makeup collection in 2016 and it sold out in a few hours.
Nice.
I just remember seeing the ad for it and I was like, oh, like that's amazing.
That's cool.
And Selena's day is April 16th. So on April 16th, wear red lipstick and wear a bustier, as she called it.
Hell yeah.
And not long ago, I think in 2019, she got a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys.
Wow.
Okay. This is what she achieved when she was 24.
OK. Could you imagine if she was
She would be, like, Cher or, like, Celine Dion. Like, she would be one of the, like,
one of the big names.
Like, she'd be one of the people that we talk about.
Yeah. Well, like, we do talk about her. But, like, she would have accomplished so much more.
She would have been able to accomplish so much more. And she was so caring. Like, think about all the good she would have done for the world. Like, think about, like, she probably would have donated to
if she was donating her block. Funds, like, for her fan club to charity, then, like, yeah.
This is a good person. That would
just continue to grow.
It's just, it's really unfortunate. So and I'm sad. Really glad she's not remembered for this. It's not, like, how I remember her. But something I think that was, like, always pissed me off, like, after the story is, it was said Yolanda was her manager. And I'm just, like, there's so much misinformation. People are like, she got shot by her manager. Even, like, you know, like, listicles where they're, like, crazy things that happened.
Yeah.
They're,
I like, mean, technically, they're like, Selena was kind of was the manager of the fan club. It's just, it's not the right.
Yeah. And it just, like, yeah, like, oh, she that's
wasn't,
annoying.
She wasn't booking tours or booking gigs or anything.
Yeah, she
like
was
that.
Just in charge of the fan club. But yeah, it's just crazy because, like, this was 1995. This was 30 years ago.
God, we're so old.
Right? She'd be, like, in her 50s, and I guarantee she'd still be performing.
Hell yeah, she would.
And she'd be making big strides. But I'm glad she got, like, a Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's
amazing. And
Chris
even said, he's like, I'm so happy. Like, I'm so proud of her. Like, I wish she could see, like, what a mark she's made.
Oh,
on,
for
like,
sure.
Yeah. So.
So, I have a funny story to tell you. One time, my mom, like, wanted to do a painting class.
Yeah, I didn't get invited to this. It's still, the pain runs deep.
It's not. Anyways, so we do this painting class, and, like, it was kind of like, let's pick, like, a painting that we want to do, because I'm not just trying to, like, paint random shit for no reason. But she didn't, so we booked, she booked a class for, we painted Selena. And you couldn't really tell it was Selena, because, like, you didn't...
Yours looks great.
...have a face or anything, but, like, we did, like, a canvas of cocktails, and we painted Selena. So... I have a random Selena painting where I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. And also, like,
what
just
did you
looking
end up doing
at
it, with
it, you're not like, oh, that's Selena. You know, like, it's just like, it looks like a pop star. We should post that on the Instagram when you do this because it's
please
so
send
random.
Me a photo of it. Yeah, I will definitely post
that. I think it's
that.
Like in my, in the shed because I'm like, well, it's still a good canvas. I could paint over it. I don't know. What? Where am I going to put a Selena painting that
doesn't... Yeah, I didn't get invited to that night. I think about it. I think about it often.
No, you don't.
When I'm already crying, I'm like, and I didn't get invited to Selena paintings. Oh,
God.
It just makes me cry harder.
You're fine. Anyways, Selena's an icon. And
she's an icon. She's beautiful. She's very talented.
Many,
and
many, many,
rest... Yes, they play that song, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
That's a good one.
It's a really good one. And I could fall in love. Keith didn't know that. I was like, you know the song? And Keith's like, no. I was like...
He's a boy.
How do you... But how do you not hear that on the radio?
I don't know.
Like, when your mom was taking you to school, she'd be like, oh.
Because boys, he was like, 3 days grace. I don't know.
I Nickelback everything.
Have you seen the TikTok of, like, this guy? I don't know what his name is. I'll have to look. But it's like, me when my parents took away my Nintendo after I didn't do the dishes or something. And
I've
it's always
stuff.
Always 3 days grace songs. And it's just like this guy doing like still shots and being like, and like he's on the ground and he's like punching his pillow. It's so funny.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That was a random
that's so
side
funny.
Tangent,
I yeah,
it's pretty great.
I remember I would like listen to that song. I'm like, yeah, I can relate to it. I'm like, who do
I'm
you
I'm so
hate?
Angsty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you hate the boy who didn't notice you because you didn't tell him you liked him. Okay.
And even if you did, he'd still
he'd
reject
like,
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, middle school.
Oh, so rough. Such a rough time.
Anyways, Selena's amazing.
And we'll post pictures on our Instagram. It's Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, and if you have a story that you really want us to do, or you have a personal story, or you just want to like be like, hi, I'm a listener, which would like make our entire
week,
month, year.
Yeah.
We would also like that. We're at
get really excited when people message us. Things.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
We're at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
And also we have a TikTok and we have a Facebook and we'll post more on our TikTok. Facebook, you know, I try to I try to post interesting questions, and the only person who messages me back on that is your husband.
Really? Yeah. He loves Facebook.
I was like, getting ready for Halloween. How early is too early? Ask him for a friend. He's like, you know what? People start decorating in August. I'm like, okay, oh my God. Thank you. Well, I appreciated it.
The love of my life. Yep. He's like, I'll participate.
The best part is nobody knows whoever is posting, so it's great.
Okay, so people think at least one person is
Yeah, well, people don't involved. Know if it's you or me. It's Facebook, it's 99% of the time me, so.
Oh my God. Okay, well, thanks for telling that story. That was
it's a rough one.
It's a rough one.
But she needs to be remembered for like, R.I.P. all her Selena. Accomplishments.
Go listen to some Selena if you don't know who that is.
That's such a good song. It's a fun one.
It is a fun one. Until then, take care of yourself.
Self-care for yourself, and we will see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Fucking Yolanda.
Bitch.